With the dance field glowing in the iridescent light of Kuriba's reflection, and 1,000 tots swirling through the intricate patterns of the little dawn rumble, Leia felt as though she had stepped 1,000 centuries into Alderaan's past, when the colony still ruled the planet and human expansion remained a dark storm on the galaxy's horizon. The Killiks were singing their part of the song of the universe as they danced, chirping melody through their tiny proboscises, tapping time with their mandibles, drumming bass in their chest cavities. "Now that is just not right," Han said. "Why didn't she marry Jag Fell when she had the chance?" "Be careful what you wish for," Leia said, picturing Jag on the deck of a nearby Chiss Star Destroyer, helping plot Chiss strategy. "If we don't get her out of here soon, she might be spending more time than we like with Jag, being interrogated in his..." Leia trailed off as she followed Han's gaze and saw what he had been looking at. On the near side of the swarm, Jaina, Zek, and Alima were frisking through the dance steps amid an eddy of dancers. The three Jedi were holding their hands above their heads, waving them in unison with the Killiks' antennae. Every few seconds, Jaina and Zek would bow forward with the entire nest and rub forearms with the antennae of whatever insect they happened to be facing. Alima bowed as well, but rubbed Leku instead of arms. "It does look a little unnatural," Leia admitted.
"Not at all," C-3PO assured them. "It's a bonding dance, welcoming the birth of the new day. They perform it once a week, before they go to the harem cave to mate."
The room began to shake from the thunderous reverberation of a subsonic alarm. Leia noticed all the Killiks looking toward one of the passage entrances that ring the dance field. The insects were holding their antennae vertical and motionless, and their mandibles were spread wide in menace. "That doesn't look good." Han turned to scan the sky. "Chiss?"
"I'll be happy to ask."
He shot a burst of squelch at a nearby Killik. The Killik responded.
"I believe it concerns Jedi Sabatine."
"Saba?"
"Apparently, she appeared in the depths of the nest rather badly injured."
Han took off at a sprint, with Jaina and the other young Jedi forcing their way across the dance field behind him. Leia asked Meewal to fetch the emergency med pack from the Falcon, then started running. She arrived to find Saba strapped to a primitive stretcher, an elliptical slice of scalp and skull missing from one side of her head. Han was already standing at the bearable side, trying to quiet her. "I know they're creepy looking," he was saying, "but settle down. They're trying to help."
"No!"
Saba's eyes twitched as though she was trying to throw her head back and forth, but the head itself remained motionless.
"Assassins!"
Her lisp was more pronounced than usual, a bad sign, given the head wound. Leia also saw a number of other injuries. A circle of broken scales around her temple, some lost fingertips, a third of a tail missing, and some suspicious swelling on her neck and calf. Lying on the stretcher, strapped next to the injured tail, was something that hadn't come off Saba. A human bicep, fused at the elbow to a chitinous Killik forearm. A blue chitinous forearm. The Killiks holding Saba drummed in protest.
"They point out that Jedi Sabatine's brain is showing,"
C-3PO translated.
"She's quite delusional."
"Not delusional,"
Saba growled. "Saba, it's okay." Leia reached out to the bearable in the Force. "We believe you."
"Yes?"
"Sure." Han let his gaze linger on the forearm. "Something happened to you. Anyone can see that. Why don't we take care of these wounds?" Leia wished Tekly had not left with Luke. "Then you can tell us about it."
"Now. This one will tell you. Now."
"Okay."
Leia gestured to the tot healers cowering on the edge of the sled. "As long as you let them work on you while we talk." Saba eyed the healers cowering on the edge of her stretcher, then nodded.
"Deal."